This episode is sponsored by Snack Express. You can reach them at Snack Express UK on Instagram.
Some people, they love thick voice. I mean deep voice, then.
Okay, we are recording already.
Okay.
Welcome to another episode of the ABF podcast. It's been a while and I have a guest, not even a guest, a fan of the show. My name is Rashid and this is episode 23, I think. Yes, so yes, please introduce yourself.
Hello. Hi, I'm Dolapo.
Hi, Dolapo. This is your second episode.
My third.
How many times have you been on the pod?
Twice. This is the third time.
Congrats. Are you the most featured? Okay, I don't think you are.
I don't think so.
Yeah, but I probably talk to. How have you been?
Good. Good. I thank God.
How is Nigeria treating you?
Oh, don't even let us talk about it.
Oh, no, let's talk. It's like the end of the year, so let's do a recap.
It has never been easy here in this country. Everyone, like, we keep pushing every day.
Is it that it has never thing. Is it that it has never been easy?
Yeah.
Or it gets tougher?
It's the same thing, right?
Probably you had it easier last year.
No, I remember January, yeah. January 2023. Now we're moving to 2024, right?
Yeah.
I told myself, like, I programmed everything. Okay, these are the things I would like to achieve this year. And here I have. I don't think I've achieved half of what I actually planned or set for myself.
That's how it has always been every year.
Yeah.
Right. So Nigeria is. How has your week been?
Not bad.
But
not bad.
Good.
Yeah.
Not bad. Not good.
Not bad. Not good.
So what?
I think the country itself is really is really bad that it affects every little thing that we do. It affects everything we do.
So what was the most interesting thing you did this week?
This week, maybe going to work and seeing my colleagues alone gives me joy.
Is that not a problem that you enjoy work?
Not that I do not enjoy my work, but there's this thing I used to say about wherever anyone works. When you work in a place and the people around you gives you joy and there's this connection between you guys, I think that alone, like you going to work to meet people that you know you love and cherish alone gives you joy. So seeing my colleagues every day gives me joy.
Yeah, so because at the end of the day, you spend more time at work than you spend at home.
Exactly.
So you spend more time with your colleagues than you spend with your people at home.
Yeah, sure.
Which is a weird thing because we don't really make money from work in this country.
Yeah.
Because there is no dignity of labor, which is, we should not even get into dignity of labor because in other countries, you see people doing little jobs that makes a lot of money for them and nobody's dunking down on them. Like, it's unlike us when we are going out, and that's when we remember shoemakers are important.
Yeah.
So you give them your shoe, every polish, or Ghana, 100 naira. I took 15 naira last week. So start doing, I mean, it's crazy. So you don't find it weird that you enjoy work than home? So you just enjoy going to work?
I enjoy
more than home. Why?
Yes.
You like your colleagues more than your people?
No, not because of that. Maybe because of the kind of person I am. Most times when I am alone or I'm in the house doing nothing, I tend to think more. I tend to
disturb
my brain. No, when I'm at work, I do not really think that much. I'm focused on whatever I'm doing at that
moment. I want you to rephrase it very well, because the way you are heading towards is like you don't think when you're too bored.
No. When I'm at work, it's not like I do not think. I do. But you know, okay, you're at
know,
work.
I know. I'm messing with you. I understand
exactly
what you're saying. I'm sure the audience understand what you're saying.
Yeah, they do.
All right. So speaking of work and everywhere, your working environment, how is it when you work with people that are older than you? And the way you address them, or how they want to be addressed in terms of lesser respect. Maybe this person, you guys are doing the same job, but if you maybe this person is older than you a few years, and maybe let me just call her by name, or do you have title to people you work with, or it is something they will communicate with you if they don't.
Wait, you mean as my boss or my colleague?
Colleagues.
No, I've never had issue with that because from I am this kind of person that even if I do not know you, I'm seeing you for the first time, definitely I should put some respect.
So yes. Okay, so you are stunting on us that you were raised well. No. Me, did not raise our dad. Did not
raise our dad. That's what I'm saying, though. I'm just saying that's who I am. Anytime, any day, even if I do not know you, definitely I should show some respect.
The reason I asked is I saw something online about an interview with Shafi Bello. So someone was discussing with her about how young people approach her, and hi, Shafi Bello. Some people address her by name. And you know, sometimes when you watch movies, you don't call them uncle or brother. When you see Adekola, you call him Adekola. You see Femi Adebayo on screen, you call him Femi Adebayo. But when you see them, it's not like you're going to, like someone like me, I'm not going to say Femi Adebayo, or do you understand?
Yeah.
So she was explaining about how young people come to her and do hi, Shafi, hello, like all those funny waves. And she was saying, if you are raised right, you know how to approach people, which is, I think she said it in a way that goes, you have to earn it to call her
by her name.
By her name, which is, I don't know. Do you have problems with that? Like people that you know you are older than and they address you by name.
Yeah, sure. It's not about the age alone. She's a celeb.
Yeah.
And she has it all. I'm not saying everything though. Yeah. But then so the fact that she has some things that you do not have, definitely you should be able to show some respect.
Yeah, but then speaking of, let me even ask this way. Being a celebrity, do you expect people to address you as uncle or auntie? Let's say you are a star now, right?
Okay.
Let's say you are a star now. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a star on our podcast. So let's say you are a star now. So you are still like, let's say you are relatively like young in the industry. Do you think age thing will be an issue for you, or how people address you?
No, age shouldn't be an issue. No.
For you?
No, it shouldn't. But the way they address me.
Over the title they give your name.
Yes.
Because it's two things.
Yes.
People can address you with the title that you want to hear, but they might not like respect you.
Exactly.
Which is I don't know. That's what some people look forward to. How somebody address them, the thing with age and title to your name, which is uncle, brother, auntie, I find it very funny because I used to say people that used to address me as uncle or whatever. Look at some of them, man. And I feel if two of us meet for club, you will call me by name, right? So it's because maybe I know you through someone that knows you very well, or maybe I knew when you were young or something like that. And maybe it's just me, Shao, because there are some people that play so much emphasis on call me Mionshegbe, I know be your mate. But you know, sometimes you need to do it too and say, I know be your mate to some people.
Yes, sometimes you need to, but sometimes you earn it.
That's interesting because there are some people, maybe you don't even need to earn it. Let's even take it to like, let's say you're Yoruba, right? From our own culture, we have some sort of respect. There's O is for your mate.
Yeah.
E is for someone that is older than you, right? But when you speak English, it doesn't really reflect. So sometimes when you meet someone new and you don't know if this person is older than you, or maybe I'm older than the person, you just speak English instead of speaking Yoruba.
Yes, a lot of time.
I mean, I think it's easier for men. Just say chairman, after now.
Yeah, men do not take things personal.
Oh,
like
they
that.
Do. They do. But I understand what you're saying. But I'm just saying, in terms of maybe you're a Yoruba person and you don't know the right way to approach this person.
Yeah,
but you know this person is also Yoruba, right? But you don't know. Instead of using E or O, you just use English straight. Do you understand?
You know that doesn't have respect.
But it does. Part of what Shafi Bello was also talking about she goes out to the Western world and they use ma'am for her. Right? So I think it's just the way you said now, you said they bring you up where they don't bring someone like me up where, right?
I did say that.
Maybe. The year is ending. So let me even ask you. You are a big fan of music, right?
Yeah.
What's your song of the year? Your favorite song this year?
Hey, a lot.
Favorite
a
song?
A lot,
you.
Yes. A
oh, yeah,
lot.
Do
I
top
can,
five.
I can't
can you do top five?
Sure.
Oh, yeah,
I can do Ashake, Remember.
That's the best song on the album.
Yes, Remember. And I'll pick Lonely at the Top. Yes, I'll pick that. I'll pick My G by Kiss Daniel.
Okay.
Yes.
That's three.
Yes. I'll pick what's this guy's name again?
Oh, Charlie Poppy.
Yes, thank you. Puff and Pass.
Which one is Puff and Pass again?
You don't know. Are you joking?
I don't know. I know the songs, but I don't know the title song. Well, songs.
Puff and Pass. Yes. And the last one. The song is actually old, okay, but anytime I listen to the song, it gives me this.
Which one? Odun Lo Sope.
No. It's Odun Lo Sope. If I Start to Talk by Tiwa Savage. Yes.
I think that was after they had issues. He had issues with Till Bills. Her husband at the time.
Yeah, I think so.
You remember that story? And maybe, yes, you don't remember the story again, that the guy wanted to kill himself. He went on. Is it Ikoyi Bridge?
I guess Top Milland. It's not Top Milland.
Was it Top Milland or Ikoyi? No, it was Ikoyi Bridge.
Oh, okay.
So I think he was tweeting suicidal stuff online, and I think they said Marky W or the P Square guys went to rescue him or something. And Tiwa Savage came with the interview, like 54 minutes interview. You don't remember the interview again?
No.
Don't worry. Let me give you a breakdown because I'm a Tiwa Savage fan. I think she's the finest black woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she, Tiwa Savage came up with her own story about finding him using cocaine in the house, saying he doesn't really take responsibility at home, doesn't drop money to like upkeep of the kid. That's Jamal, I think. Jamal, right? Jam. Yes. So, saying the guy used to got a loan of $45 million from somebody and couldn't pay back. I mean, the song is great. If I Start to Talk is I think you make use of that song once in a while to reply people when they ask me silly stuff. So your top, that for this year, Tiwa Savage is making it.
Yes.
So which one is number one? Are you going to arrange it?
Remember.
Number one.
Yes. Yes.
Lonely at the Top, number two.
Yes.
Number three is
My G by Kiss Daniel.
My G, Kiss Daniel.
Yes.
Number four,
Puff
Charlie
and
Pop.
Pass.
So who is your favorite artist, Asake, this year?
Asake.
Not Burna Boy.
Asake.
No Burna Boy.
Asake. Anytime, any day.
No Charlie Poppy.
Asake.
Artist of the year.
Yes.
Artist of the year. Asake.
Yeah, Asake.
Song of the year. I like Remember. Remember is a 10 of our 10 song.
Yeah.
Favorite album. Do you listen to albums?
Yeah, I do.
How many albums do you listen to this year?
How many have I listened to? I can't count.
Okay, should we do 1 to 5?
Okay.
Oh yeah, let's go.
I think Asake dropped his own.
Jesus Christ, yes.
Yes, Asake. And Davido.
Okay, Timeless.
Timeless.
So you're not picking Unavailable in your top 5?
No, I'm not.
You're not picking Few?
No.
Wow.
Davido is actually, is a very, should I say, I'm one of his biggest fan. I love him so much. But these are the people I chose earlier, or the songs I picked earlier. No.
So you're picking Puff and Pass over Unavailable.
Puff and Pass. The reason why I'm picking Puff and Pass is not because of anything, but because I feel there are some times that I don't even want to listen to songs that has meaning to me.
You just want
I just
puff
want
and
to
pass.
Vibe to the beats.
You just want Puff and Pass.
No, I just want to vibe to the
beats. This is interesting. You are picking Unavailable. You are picking My G over Feel and Unavailable.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Hey. Okay. So even songs like this song dropped this year. Omali dropped.
Reason.
Last year. Reason was this year. Okay. Okay, maybe you are picking these songs over. So
like
was
I said
year.
Earlier, I said the reason why I'm picking Puff and Pass.
Is because you want to Puff and Pass.
Not because I want to Puff and Pass, because I love the beats.
And you also want to Puff and Pass.
No, I love the beats. I love the beats. The beats, like, even if you don't want to vibe to the song, but the fact that the beat is really crazy, definitely you will.
So how important is the beat in Nigerian music and the lyrics? Which one do you go for?
The lyrics doesn't have so many meanings like that, no.
Okay.
No, but the beat, it's just like you going to the club.
Okay, and Puff and Pass.
The moment you step into the club and they give you that beat,
yeah,
definitely you vibe. you will vibe.
So you are picking beats over what the song means.
Yes, I'll pick beats over the puff and pass lyrics. Exactly.
No, now I'm throwing it to you. Music, in terms of music, yeah. Lyricism or the beats? You choose beat over lyrics.
Rashman.
Wait now.
It's a tight corner. Yes, so
answer
like
now.
This?
You pick.
No, I won't do that. Lyrics matters. Yeah, it does.
So let's even look at the songs you picked. Let's look at the lyrics. Remember, the song is about love, right?
Okay. Lonely at the Top.
Lonely at the Top is about self-reflection,
so nice.
Right?
Yes, and the lyric is...
The third song, My G. What was that one? Flamboyant. They are trying to stunt on people, right?
Yeah.
Number four is which one?
I think I changed
Power.
My number four.
Interesting.
Because the more you keep talking about it, let me just change my number four. Let me change my number four.
Stick to it.
Let me change my number four, please.
So it is not because of me.
Let me just go for my biggest artist.
Okay.
Not the artist of the year for me.
Okay,
no,
not favorite. Just
yes.
Okay.
I would go for Phil.
Don't
yes.
do that. I mentioned Phil.
Let me do that. Because when Davido's song actually came out, I really vibed to Phil and unavailable.
Yeah.
Especially when I was trying to like learn the steps for the unavailable. Yeah, the challenge for the unavailable.
Phil versus unavailable. Which one do you think is better?
Unavailable.
Over Phil.
Yes.
Since people really like Phil.
Really?
I prefer Phil to unavailable.
I really like unavailable, but when you listen to Phil, I guess
you want to puff and pass.
No.
Maybe that's the name of this episode: puff and pass. Okay, the name of this episode is puff and pass.
Okay.
All right. So, artist of the year, Asake.
Asake. Yeah.
Song of the year.
Definitely. Song of the year
is Remember for You.
Yes.
Over My Piano.
Definitely.
You don't really like Amapiano.
I like Amapiano.
But you prefer
Remember.
Actually, that's the best song on the album for me. Okay. So how many movies do you watch, you say?
I haven't seen a lot.
How about series?
No. I've been so busy. Not with work alone.
With Puff and Pass.
Dealing with myself alone, like mental health and all of that.
Oh, okay.
I've been so occupied with all of that. So
how is that going? Your mental health?
I'm getting better.
What has been the best way for you to deal with it?
Loving myself.
That's interesting.
Yes, loving myself.
You need to love yourself. So, like, of course, Nigeria is, we are in a state where everything, if you are not sure, your mental health self no good day anywhere,
exactly.
You are probably doing some weird shit to, like, overcome the problematic state of Nigeria.
Yeah.
But in terms of what has been, like, natural, aside from, like, loving yourself, what is the natural go-to activities that you do?
Like, the things I do to occupy things.
Probably puff and pass.
No, music. Yeah.
So puff and pass.
Music.
Which one lifts your soul the more? Remember of puff and pass when you are in that state.
Puff and pass.
Interesting. Of course.
Yes. Puff and pass. Because I remember you still want to be thinking about things that I know, but that puff and pass. No, I just want to vibe that.
Does Remember make you think about relationship?
Sure, it does.
Interesting. So puff and pass make you think about
just have fun.
Not
have fun.
That's not what puff and pass is now.
Yes, sir.
Should we even check what the lyrics of puff and pass
is? You can check.
Are you sure you want to
play? Check now.
Because I'm not sure. I've probably heard the song, but maybe not the lyrics. Looking at it again, I don't think there is any Afrobeat song that I know the lyrics from A to Z. I don't know a song that I know the lyrics. I can hum like few lines. Do you have songs that you know the lyrics A to Z? Like they are singing word for word, you can go for it, go forward.
Like that Lonely at the Top, yes.
Oh God.
I had to.
Let me say, Lonely at the Top is one song I avoid a lot.
Why?
I don't know, I don't like it.
Why?
I don't know.
No, you must be a joke. Are you joking?
You're asking a joke if he's joking. That's interesting. But I don't know, I'm not saying the song is bad.
Yeah, I get
it. I don't like the song. I don't want to skip.
I really like
If I want to listen to Afro Depression, I'll go and listen to Omali. I know, okay. I want to be in a state. But I don't know. Lonely Hearts Club sounded, and it sounded engineered. They were just putting on TikTok. We ought to full engineer.
But it's actually full a push. Good song. It's a nice one. Asake really tried this year.
Oh, tell me more.
Yeah, he really tried.
You are a fan now. What are you going to say?
He's trying.
I think he's the artist. Spotify named him the artist of the year 2023.
You see, he's going places already.
And my guy is number 4.
Who's that?
Afro Lalude.
Who's that?
You don't know Afro Lalude.
Who's that? Who's that?
You don't know the one that I used to pop for on music.
Ah, I don't know. Who is that one?
She Vibes.
My goodness, that's my crush.
Yeah, Shea Vibes is my crush. Okay, now you did not put Shea Vibes on your
list. He's my crush, yes. He's my crush. I won't lie.
Your best song of Shea Vibes this year?
Man of the Year.
Over Kama?
Man of the Year.
But Man of the Year does not make your top 5.
Yeah, I know. I think I didn't think about it well. But I thought about it well. Definitely, Shea should be there.
Man of the Year versus My G.
Man of the Year. Oh, God bless you. Man of the Year.
You see that? This is your list.
Who are you thinking?
This is your list.
Maybe I should rephrase everything.
This is your list, yeah? I'm not putting City Boy.
He should be number... Ha! No. Something is wrong somewhere. Something is wrong
somewhere. So, if you are going to make your list this year, there are so many songs that you are going to like probably chop.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe later on the... Maybe before we end the show.
Yes.
So should you do a okay? Say you don't watch movies, right?
No.
So which movies stood out for you this year? Like you can remember? Maybe Nigeria. It's probably like Nigeria movies we're talking about, right?
Do I have any? No. No, no, no.
I'm asking you a list of these things. I've not said my own. It's because I don't have yet. But I think the best movie I watched this year is called. How can I forget the name of this movie? How can I forget?
Which film is that?
It's a movie about I don't want to spoil it for our audience or and probably maybe you if you are willing to watch it. It's a movie about a couple who just got engaged and they work in the same company. So they were vying for the next big position, right? So let me just give you a teaser. So they are in the same office but based on policies at work, they can't know that they are dating. So they stay in the same apartment, but they move. The guy will go right, the girl will go left. When they leave the apartment, they will resume differently in the office. So they sacked one guy, based on hierarchy, the guy is at the top right. So they are thinking of rumors around the company was spreading about who is going to be the next person in line. So the girl heard that it was his guy, it was a guy that could be
the next person.
So she told the guy. Why did I even forget the name of this movie? You know what? Let me just find it. Let me check. So the movie is the girl now went to inform the guy that bros. They come for this new position. So the guy was excited. They went home. They had sex. They were really happy. Let's just say fast forward, Sha. They told the girl that she's the one they are picking for the Euro.
Oh my God.
So go and watch. That's the end. I'm not saying anything again.
That's like... I'm sure that stuff might actually end the marriage.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to say that's probably the best movie I watched this year. Right?
Wow.
So like when you look at the dynamic of the relationship based on the guy thinking he was going to be the one.
Huh.
Okay, the name of the movie is Fair Play.
Fair Play.
Yes, Fair Play. So that, I think that's my favorite movie. And I like seeing, what's the name of this lady in Nollywood movies? What's the name of this lady? Bimbo.
Ademoye.
Yes. I like seeing her in movies. She's a very good actor. When she's talking, it doesn't look like she's acting. It feels like she's very relatable when you watch her in movies, right? The one with I don't know. She had a lot of movies that I watched this year. Probably not this year's movie.
Is it One Love or what is it called? One Big Love.
Which one
is
One Big Love?
One Big Love or it,
Big
is it,
Love.
Is it Big Love?
I don't know.
That is it the one did, that she did with Simini?
Okay, that one is also there. Nice movie too.
Yes,
I liked it. Probably maybe when I start my, I'm still thinking of creating another, because I have another show on this podcast called Here's What I Think, that I review things. So I review music. I'm thinking of reviewing movies too. Maybe I'll review the movie very well. Yeah.
Yes.
But it's a nice movie. So who is your best actor this year?
Like I said, I have not been seeing films.
So if you have to pick one. Okay, don't worry. Let us puff and pass it. You remove puff and pass from your list.
Yes,
even after we've named this episode puff and pass.
I've removed it too. Because I didn't think about it well.
And I was asking you.
Why would I pick Shei?
And I was asking you.
No, I fucked up.
And I was asking you.
That's part of it. It is Nigeria issue. Everything is still disturbing my brain.
So you are blaming Nigeria for selecting wrong songs?
Yes, now. Because I'm not even settled.
Fine. Let me even ask this. Why is it that women don't take responsibility? They don't like taking responsibilities for
things. So now you're my boss. Now you're my boss.
No, I think it's typical for Nigeria. Nigerian women are not going to. Now, when I asked the question, what did you say? So now you're my. So you see the way you just deflected it?
Yes. Because she's always saying that too.
I mean,
she's always saying it.
I'm not your boss. I'm just saying based on like women don't like taking responsibilities for something.
We do.
So in all the relationships that you've had, maybe let's say you think about it again, you don't even think about maybe this is where I could have done better.
Yeah.
Or maybe your previous place of work. Or maybe your relationship with your friend or something. There's just this thing about women that goes. And by the way, I'm not misogynist, guys. I love women. So it's not like I'm bashing.
No, you're women. Right. Because I remembered one. A friend of mine lost a dad last week. And immediately I saw the post, I felt bad because she actually told me when the man was sick,
not
was on the sick bed.
Okay,
yes,
okay.
She told me about it, and then I kept on checking up that how is he doing and all of that, but later I stopped.
Oh, okay.
Not because I wanted to, but because I was also occupied.
Yeah.
So the day I saw the post, that was the day the man died.
Oh, okay.
I felt so bad and I started questioning myself that no, like you could have done better, like
reach
keep checking
more.
Up and all of that.
Oh.
And that day I sent a message and I asked myself, wait, am I at fault?
No, it's not your fault.
Exactly.
Man go die when man go die. But yeah, death will make you question so many things, especially when it happens to like people you are close with. So that's not the type of responsibility or things. That's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
For example, let's say man and woman, maybe probably for example now.
Relationship.
Men are mostly at fault when I hear women's side of the story. Why?
That's a big lie.
Based on the story that the woman will tell me, it is always the guy's fault. that's where I'm going. So maybe when she's talking to me about this and I say, okay, based on self-reflection, do you think at any moment you could have done better? It's not supposed to be like, madam, calm down.
Yes, we are very, very dramatic. That's.
It's not like men don't do it too, right? I'm not saying men are perfect or anything, right? So that's not what I'm saying. But in terms of like the relationship and how we got went from being good to like scroll or restart to like, do you understand? Like you don't want to have anything to do with the person. When you reflect and say, okay, let me check. When I ask this, when during the conversations, when I'm speaking to people, they don't like say, oh, I take responsibility, or they say it in passing. They just say, me and that guy, we did not work with. Although there was something I was supposed to do, I did not, but even still, even though, do you know, they will claim it a bit and just like move on. Do you understand? Yes. So it's just the societal issues too, where women, now, before there were times where women couldn't talk. They feel like women are like second class to men. But now women are out there doing how they like.
Yes, no, because you just have to live your life.
Interesting.
Yes,
please
need to live your
speak
life.
Speak more on it. Let me listen.
You need to live your life because the more you keep trying to, how do I put it, make or allow a man to cage you or make you feel, oh, without this you can't do this, without no.
Interesting. Have you ever felt caged
at some point?
Interesting. How were you able to get out of that zone?
I think after I left the relationship.
You were able to realize. Okay, so you didn't realize at the time.
No, I did not.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, we are seeing women doing sexual liberation and doing. I mean, I saw someone previously on OnlyFans. The guy goes to a Ruby Rose OnlyFans and he spends $26,000.
Wow.
On Ruby Rose post just this year.
$26,000.
That's like something millionaire, right?
Oh God, yes.
Right, yes. So now women are more expressive sexually, or even the way they speak, because now the society does not want to make them feel like they're second class or second. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And women have always felt like their voice are not always being heard, right? And even in terms of how men and women deal in relationship, where how people see sexual relationship, right? Which is when men can talk loosely about them having sex with people, but women can't.
They can't.
But now I'm seeing more women saying, I don't like this guy, I don't like this guy, must have been knack rich, this guy don't. I mean, so yeah, that stage crazy. Now in the world,
yes,
where it's more, women can express themselves more. And they are not shy to embrace hypergamy. Hypergamy means like you can date someone who is maybe higher than you in class, maybe financially you can get some help through, right? So I mean it's a brilliant situation where we are now. I mean, it can be overflogged, but yeah, that's where we are now. I mean, everybody's doing puff and pass now.
We are just living. We are living what's it called? No, there's a way this is being called. We are just trying to like enjoy the moment, like just live your life.
So how long is the moment?
I don't know.
So there's no duration to the moment?
No, just keep living.
Okay, that's
just keep
interesting.
And enjoying it.
All right. Adedolapo, it's been nice having you on this episode.
Yes.
And hopefully going forward, we'll be able to bring you more on the show.
And, I'm so glad.
Yes. So thank you guys for listening. And I know it's been a while that we've created another episode. I keep promising that we are back and good now. I don't know if we are back and good going forward. But yeah, thank you guys and see you all next time.
This episode was brought to you by Snack Express. You can get the best kuli kuli and African snack by reaching them at Snack Express UK on Instagram.